WHDD presents Susan Says.
I don't get it. The democracy that we supposedly have is coming to a violent and scary end. And more people don't care than do. More Republicans think the economy is more important. But hey, guys, if you have no country, you have no economy. A large percent of Republicans think Biden is not even the president. I don't get it. Where are we? South America, a S-hole country? Even that bad guy down there is giving up, and maybe he won't say he lost, but he's turning over the reins. This is the most scary time of my life. Unfortunately, I'm going to be away. Yeah, I'm traveling the day of the election, so maybe I won't come back. Well, I will, but I'm scared to come back to God knows what. Election deniers, anti-choice, violent, gun-toting mags who will be destroying what is left of our way of life. Yeah, democracy is more fragile than we would have thought. The big lie has taken over. What is that old saying, a lie goes around the world before the truth can put on its shoes or take them off or something? I don't know, I'm too upset to remember or Google it. People, you have a large group of big lie MAGA, POS supporting attorneys general and other lower offices who will see to it that we will never have a fair election again. Got that? 300 big lie people are running locally. That's scary. We have no Social Security or Medicare? Yeah, that's what they want. Wake up. Regular Republicans have said that. That's their agenda. Why, I'm not sure, but believe them, they're telling you. I'll be okay, but you younger than between 50 and death people won't. Your kids won't, your grandkids won't. Think ahead, people. Other nations like China have 100-year plans. We have about a month's window. We all forgot about the abortion ruling and the January 6 hearings. We're back to, oh no, my gas is so high, I can't afford it. Too high? Get over it. Young people are the hope. But you older, dare I say, what kind of people? No, I won't. But anyway, the rest of you people, get out there and vote blue or you will be sorry. Paul Pelosi, whom I know, is paying a high price for your ignorance, your lack of wisdom, suckers believing lies, lies, and bigger lies, and faux news spreading it. Oh, and we have a Supreme Court that is lost. It's over now. Clarence Thomas was considered the guy that was going to change the results in 2020. Yeah, they knew him. Elections matter. The courts matter. Finally, a new book by David Rothkopf called Resistance, How the Deep State Saved America. How the former jerk tried to use the military constantly to start conflicts, to kill immigrants. All kinds of crazy ideas. The military had to find a way to show him could not be done, should not be done, were against the law. And oh, people are still following this maniac. I just don't get it. I don't.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.